Welcome to the New York 2009 Operational Scoring for English Language Arts. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 33, found in Grade 7, Book 2 of the January 2009 New York State English Language Arts Test. First, please find the passage Growing Up and Up on page 1 of the Scorer Training Materials book for Grade 7. Now, take a moment to read the passage and then resume the audio file. When you return, we will look at the rubric for this question, review the scores assigned to the anchor papers, and determine why they were scored this way by a range-finding committee composed of New York State educators. Please pause the audio file now. If you turn to page 3, you will find the listening rubric key points for this question. I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guide. Mark up the material in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use your notes throughout this scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scoring training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Now, also on this page, you will see the question or prompt for this graphic organizer and some possible responses. At the bottom of the page is the actual rubric you will use to determine and award the score points. Question 33 says, using details from the passage, complete the web below with words that describe Shaquille O'Neal as a 10th grader. Note that tall is already given in the first box. Let's review our possible exemplary responses. Hard worker or dedicated, eager to learn or interested, an emerging star, determined or focused, clumsy, slow, huge or big, a good basketball player, from a military family, well-adjusted, and any other relevant text-based response. We will discuss other relevant responses when we look at the actual training papers. For now, please read through the entire rubric section at the bottom of the page, and I will talk us through the most important points. A score point 2 response is accurate and complete, and it fulfills all requirements of the task. Supporting details are included, and the information is clearly text-based. A score point 1 response includes some correct information, but may be too general. It may also include two examples of the same detail, such as big and huge. A student may also omit some details or leave a section of the graphic organizer blank. A score point 0 is inaccurate, confused, or irrelevant. A student may describe Shaquille O'Neal as an adult instead of a teenager, such as a good leader or an NBA superstar. Also, answers such as popular, nice, smart, or good student are not acceptable because there is nothing in the passage to support these attributes. Please also make a note of the possible score of condition code A. This means the student was present for the test session but did not write any response in the answer space. The student left it totally blank. The State Education Department has determined that an erasure is considered a blank, even if you can read it. Now we will move on to the anchor papers. These are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The anchor papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Please turn to page 4. Here we find the first anchor paper. It's a score point 2. This graphic organizer has three correct descriptions of Shaquille O'Neal as a 10th grader: clumsy, good player, and slow. On the next page is the score point 1 anchor paper. In this response, good basketball player is the only correct description of Shaquille as a 10th grader. The other two answers, skinny and not that good at football, are incorrect. The last anchor paper is a score point 0. This is incorrect. The answers provided, cool, smart, and hot, are not supported by the text. We can see that student responses that completely answer the questions or prompts receive a score point of 2. Responses that are partially correct receive a score point of 1. And responses that are completely wrong receive a score point of 0. Please take a moment to review these three papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set, which begins on page 26. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 10 papers in the practice set, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set, then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students respond to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. First, we have practice set 1. In this response, good player is the only correct description of Shaquille as a 10th grader. The answer in the third box, kind, is not text-based, and the last answer, standing out, is simply unclear. Therefore, this response receives a score of 1. Next is practice set 2. This graphic organizer has 3 correct descriptions of Shaquille as a 10th grader. Grew up in a military family, a star in Germany, and likes basketball. This paper earns a score of 2. Let's move on to practice set 3. This response only has 2 correct descriptions of Shaquille as a 10th grader, big and slow. You will recall from our rubric discussion that the answers in the second and third boxes, big and huge, are versions of the same detail. Another unique detail is needed for this response to receive full credit, so this only receives a score of 1. Now we have practice set 4. The answers provided in this response, nice, liked, and friendly, are not supported by the text, so this paper receives a score of 0. Next is practice set 5. This response has 2 correct descriptions of Shaquille as a 10th grader, potential, a version of the exemplar emerging star, and adapted well, a version of well-adjusted. The last answer, good, is unclear. How is Shaquille good? By itself, the word is unclear, so the response receives a score of 1. Let's move on to practice set 6. This student correctly describes Shaquille as a 10th grader, dedicated, a version of hard worker, focused, a version of determined, and good potential, a version of emerging star. This paper earns a score of 2. Next we have practice set 7. This response includes 2 correct descriptions of Shaquille as a 10th grader, big and interested. However, the last answer, worker, needs to be more specific, like hard worker or dedicated worker, to receive full credit. Therefore, this response only receives a score of 1. Now let's review practice set 8. This response also has 2 correct descriptions of Shaquille as a 10th grader, slow and clumsy. However, the last answer, more interested in football than basketball, is incorrect, so this paper receives a score of 1. Next is practice set 9. The answers provided, skeptical, stone, and strong, are incorrect because they are not text-based, so this response receives a score of 0. Our final practice set paper is practice set 10. The student has provided 3 correct details that describe Shaquille as a 10th grader. Large, a version of big or huge, adapting well to places, a version of well-adjusted, and athletic, which is considered another relevant text-based response. This last paper earns a score of 2. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you're comfortable with how these papers were scored, we recommend you begin the Consistency Assurance set. This will give you an additional set of 10 papers to score, which will provide further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly and understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring will assure that scorers fully understand the rubric for question 33 and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Scorer Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the assigned scores presented in the Scoring Leader book. The scoring leader can clarify why these responses earn the scores they received and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the table facilitator and scoring leader can address any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio presentation.